bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and a 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe. On Wednesday, two men pleaded guilty to insider trading in securities in the company that took former President Donald Trump's media business public. 52-year-old Michael Schwartzman and his 46-year-old brother, Gerald Schwartzman, both pleaded guilty to one count of securities fraud in Manhattan before the U.S. Attorney Judge Louis Lindman. Michael is the head of a Miami-based venture capital firm, Rocket One Capital, where the chief investment officer, Bruce Gerlich, is scheduled to face trial on April 29th for related charges. Last year, the three men were charged with illegally trading on inside information about a plan from Trump Media and Technology Group. According to prosecutors, the three men also signed confidentiality agreements in June of 2021 when they were approached to become investors in Digital World Acquisition. The agreements required the men to keep information that they learned under wraps and not to trade with the company's securities in the open market, according to prosecutors. Prosecutors also said that the three men tipped off others and bought Digital World securities. Both of the Schwartzman brothers said in court that they knew that what they were doing was wrong. Dozens of people were left trapped under highway tunnels after the island of Taiwan was struck by its largest earthquake in nearly 25 years on Wednesday. Rescuers are continuing to help people out of the rubble, but so far, 9 people have been killed and up to 900 others have been injured. The earthquake struck the island at a powerful 7.4 magnitude on the east coast just before 8 a.m. local time. 29 and counting strong aftershocks, greater than a magnitude of 4.0, continued across the island afterwards. One of the aftershocks had up to a 6 magnitude, while 13 others had 5 magnitudes. 75 people have been stranded in various tunnels, and as of 7 a.m. Eastern time on Wednesday, 137 people remain trapped. All of the 9 deaths were in Hualien County, where 3 people were killed by falling rocks in a tourist spot and a truck driver was killed by the rocks. Extensive damage has been reported to more than 100 buildings, along with buildings collapsing and thousands of homes without power. Major highways have closed due to landslides and rockfalls. Here is what the Taiwan vice president had to say in a press conference on Wednesday about the people still trapped under the rubble.
We have to check carefully how many people are still trapped. We must quickly help those who are trapped, and the wounded must be given the best medical care.
Audio provided and translated by Fox 5. The Florida Supreme Court upheld a 15-week ban on abortion in the state after a pair of decisions on Monday. The state also allowed a proposed amendment that would enshrine abortion protections in the state constitution to appear on the ballot in November. The ballot also means that a 6-week abortion ban, with exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the woman, will take effect after being signed last year. But this also means that the ruling to allow the constitutional amendment to appear on the ballot this November will have a chance to undo these restrictions. Current President Joe Biden slammed the ban ruling in a statement as an extreme decision. The effort to put abortion rights on the ballot in Florida is one of the 11 states across the U.S. seeking for abortion to be in the hands of the 2024 voters. Here is what MSNBC reported about what happened the last time abortion rights were on the presidential ballot.
Putting abortion on the ballot in a presidential election year is the last thing Republicans wanted to happen. The last time abortion rights were on the ballot in Florida during a presidential election was the year 2012. That year, voters soundly rejected new abortion restrictions by a 10-point margin. And that, in turn, almost certainly helped President Barack Obama narrowly carry the state over Republican Mitt Romney.
Audio provided by MSNBC. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Katie DiGiuseppe.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.